Yeah, I'm trying to imagine too, like Neiman Marcus holds such a place in our cultural imagination, I think especially in Dallas. Moving from a Florida store to one that's, you know, Dallas-based but still like national at that point. What were some of its characteristics then? Like if you had to describe the DNA of Neiman Marcus when you first came there?
The DNA of Neiman Marcus. It was, okay, how do I want to say this? It was very unique, and it was very entrepreneurial. It was, at the time, even when I joined, you know, like you said, a big company, not necessarily in size, but in stature and in visibility and in reputation, you know, in the industry. Right, but it acted like a little mom and pop on the inside. So when I first came to Neiman's, when you're an outsider looking into Neiman's, you think that it's going to be full of these huge egos, truly, like big egos, and it was exactly the opposite. I mean, I was shocked. You know, you're sitting down talking with one of the head merchants, you know, that again does an amazing job, travels all over the world, works with all the top designers of the world, and you sit down and have a normal conversation, and they have no ego, they have no attitude, and you're like, oh my God, this is weird. It's almost like a little mom and pop, you know, grocery store once you sit down, but then you go out and everyone thinks, oh my God, you're bigger than life. And I even had somebody say something like that to me once. They said something like, you know, we're talking, just having a nice, and they said, you know, you're kind of a nice person, even though you work for Neiman's. And I said, well, what's that supposed to mean? And they said the same thing. They basically said, well, we just thought that everybody was going to come in with this attitude because Neiman Marcus, it was bigger than life outside the store, shall I say. But when you were in the store, you were in a little like mom and pop store, from the CEO down. So the part that was interesting was, you know, you kind of, when you'd walk out those doors, then you were bigger than life too, because you were from Neiman Marcus. It was interesting how when you would just say Neiman Marcus, how the red carpet would come out. It truly was. You could go anywhere, and as soon as you said you were Neiman Marcus, Neiman Marcus, whoa, and that literally the red carpet, they're like pushing people out of the way, you know, kind of a thing. And that was nice, I have to admit. I mean, you always got to the front of the line. You didn't ask to go to the front of the line, but you went to the front of the line. But it didn't come with expectations of that. Other people provided the expectation. You didn't come in with that expectation. So that part was actually interesting, and you had to get used to that a little bit, to be quite honest. You know, because there was always a, oh, Neiman Marcus, and everybody in Dallas has a Neiman Marcus story. Everybody in Dallas had an aunt, a grandmother, a sister, an uncle, a father who worked at Neiman Marcus. I can't even begin to tell you. Everywhere you'd go, oh, Neiman Marcus, oh, you know that fashion ad? Well, that's my great-great-grandmother kind of a thing. It's like, oh my God, it's crazy.